And we're on page 293. So, Reish Lamed Gimel. So, in the middle of Aleph. So, yesterday we went through that Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah Dalet. That how do we calculate things as far as times of the day? So, for example, we saw a Mincha, we have 6.5 hours, we have 9.5 hours, we have 10.75 hours for benchmarks, different benchmarks for Mincha. So, we saw there's a Machlokas. How we, again, we use relative hours. How do we calculate those relative hours? We divide the day into 12 parts to give us a relative hour. But where do we go from and where do we go to? So we saw the machlokas. One opinion is you go from alos until seis el kochav, long expanse. And we take that total amount of time, divide it into 12. That will give us a relative hour. Again, this time of year is more than 60 minutes. Second opinion that we saw, the Yesharim we saw yesterday, is that we go from Nates till Shkia, which means from sunrise till sunset. And we take that amount of time, and we divide it up into 12. And that would give us a relative hour, and we do 6.5 of those, and 9.5 to get Mincha Katana, and then we get Plaga Mincha. Now again, you have to take it a little further. Again, we also saw yesterday in the Machaber that there's a machlokas between the Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say you could daven mincha until night, Laila. Okay, so hold it right there. What's Laila? So now we would have two opinions. According to the Mishnah Berurah we learned yesterday, the first opinion would be until Tzeis HaKachavim. We'll see. Even according to this opinion, it doesn't mean until Tzeis HaKachavim. You could daven mincha until Tzeis HaKachavim. It means like a little before, like a quarter of an hour before it says Okochavim. That's pretty late. Shabbos ending time, move it up like 20 minutes, a quarter of an hour, 20 minutes. That's kind of late. According to the second opinion, the Chacham would say you can only daven mincha until sunset. Big difference. So too with Rabbi Yehuda, we saw yesterday. Plug in Rabbi Yehuda to both of those opinions. Rabbi Yehuda is 10.75 hours. So then by the time you get to Plaga Mincha, according to the first opinion, again, you go from Amud HaShachar until Tzeis HaKachavim, Plaga Mincha is going to be pretty late. If you go according to the other opinion, they go from sunrise to sunset, an hour and a quarter before sunset. So that's much earlier than according to the first opinion. Now again, as I mentioned yesterday, as you've probably figured out, we go according to the second opinion, and therefore, let's say on Friday is this time of year in the summer, so summertime we have our first mincha on Shabbos on Friday afternoon. You could tell an hour and a quarter relative hour before sunset, right? And that's what we do. Now, okay, so let's get back into the machaber. So now, however you calculate it, we have a machlokas between the Chachamim, who say you could daven mincha until somewhere a little before nighttime, whatever nighttime is, and Rabbi Yehuda says you can only daven mincha until Plaga Mincha. So again, according to opinion number two, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to finish davening mincha around 6:30-ish, approximately, the next few weeks. You have to finish. Now, you know, obviously we're not doing that, right? On Friday we do it, but that's exactly the problem. So the question is, which way do we paskin? Do we paskin that you could daven mincha until late? Let's say even according to opinion number two, according to the Rabbanan, you could daven mincha until sunset. According to Rav Yehuda, you can't daven mincha until sunset, using opinion number two, sunrise, sunset. You can only daven mincha until Plaga Mincha, which is again like 6:30-ish. So when's the latest you could daven mincha? Until 6:30, according to Rav Yehuda, until Plaga Mincha. Or until sunset, which is what, like 8:05, right? When do you have to finish mincha by? So that's what the Machaber picks up on. Last line of the Machaber, askinan, we hold the avad kamar, avad ucha, avad demar avad. My favorite thing in halacha. That the Machaber says, you could go according to either opinion. You could go according to Rabbi Yehuda, or you could go according to Rabbana, right? Rabbis love this. Everybody, you know, when you tell somebody a halacha, they don't want to do it. Then they come to you, and they say, Rabbi, what should I do? Well, you could go according to Rabbi Yehuda, or you could go according to Chachamim. They're both, you could go either way. That's what Muhammad says.
Yeah, but what should I do?
You could do either way. That's when people get upset. When you really tell them halacha that there's abba, then they don't want to listen. But when you tell them it's your choice, jump ball, then they get upset. But what should I do? So that's what Muhammad says. Yeah, you could do whatever you want. But here's the big but. Go according to either opinion. But you have to be consistent. You have to be consistent. This is the big but. You have to be consistent. You always have to lo'olam. You always have to go according to one opinion. Mishnah Berurah says that you shouldn't do one time like one and one like the other, because then there's kind of, and on the next page, right at the beginning of Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah says right at the beginning of the next page, afilu lemachar, that you can't even switch one day to another. In other words, you can't be contradictory. We'll talk about that in a second. Within a day, but the Mechaber says even the kol shekein shlo yispal biyom echad, and certainly not in one day. So in other words, again, we don't do this, but some shuls do it. We'll discuss this a little later, so don't jump on them too quickly. Let's say it's the summertime, and you want to keep a Friday, early Friday afternoon minyan, your early Friday afternoon minyan at 6:30 or 6:45. You just want to keep it there. As you know, our pre-plug minyan fluctuates every week. So some people don't like doing that. 6:30, 6:45, keep it there. And that's the way it is the whole summer. So now the problem with that is this. Well, we'll see. There's going to be a Mishnah Berurah coming up. And that is that, wait a minute. Let's say plug is going to be like in a couple weeks, 6:20. So if you're davening at 6:30 mincha, so then, what time is it when you're davening mincha? You're saying it's mincha time. So that means you're going according to the chachamim. Yeah, but in half an hour or less from now, you're going to daven ma'ariv Friday night. Friday night ma'ariv, and accept Shabbos. So who are you saying the halakha is like? You're saying it's ma'ariv time, but it's way before sunset. So you're saying, no, now I'm going to corner of Yehuda. Wait a minute. But a half an hour ago, you're going according to the chachamim. Now you're going according to Rabbi Yehuda? You made that switch in a half an hour? So that's what we call tarte desas, right? The Mishnah Berurah says. It's two things that are contradictory one to another. In other words, what was this half an hour? Was it mincha time or was it marav time? Well, for mincha it was the chachamim, and for marav it's according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's contradictory. You have to be consistent. Now again, hypothetically, what people should be doing is, I like to tell this story. A number of years ago, I forgot why, I was in New York, and they had a banquet for honoring the Reshiva, and so I flew in, and I had a yahrzeit that night. So I was in New York, and like, what am I going to do? How am I going to get a minyan? Like, Shachris was okay, but I need a minyan for Ma'ariv. So I had a friend, he's since moved to shul, but I have a friend, Baruch Hashem. I have a friend, in fact, one of his sons is coming to RC this year, thanks to Shul Richards. And he, at the time, had a shul in Jackson Heights. If you remember Car 54, where are you? Jackson Heights. But anyways, it was an older Jewish neighborhood and in Queens. And he told me about a shul in the neighborhood and another shul in the neighborhood. His shul didn't have a mincha ma'ariv, but the other shul had mincha ma'ariv. And they, every day of the year, I don't know what they did Rosh Hashanah, every day of the year, not just Fridays, every day of the year, they daven mincha before plaga mincha, and daven ma'ariv after plaga mincha. Even in the winter, when plaga mincha is a chvezvu, like, 4 o'clock, I don't know. Why? Simple. Because the people in the shul were all older men. And they didn't want to be out on the street at dark at night. So they didn't want to do that. So every day of the year, they daven before plaga mincha. So I remember I davened that shul. I think they let me daven for the omer for ma'ariv. And I was able to say kaddish. And then, right? So again, hypothetically, right? That's what you should do. You go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Or you all the time go according to the chachamim, that sunset is the, according to opinion number two, sunset is the vine line. So I know you're going to say to me, okay, why are you ranking out other shuls? You just said you have to do it the same thing every time. So how can Anshei Emes, right, on Fridays, forget Fridays. Friday, in Friday it's up. You got two minyanim, big shot, right? You got Bli Yon HaRa. You have one before Plaga Mincha, and then you have a bunch of people later who daven after Plaga Mincha. So in other words, you got one minion going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and one minion in the same shul going according to Rabbanim. How do you do that? So I'll say, well, those are two separate minyanim, right? Right? But again, what I was ragging against is a minion itself. In a minion itself, we're diving mincha after plaga mincha, and we're diving maariv before shkia. So how can you do that? But that we'll see about a little more in Meretz Hashem tomorrow. See a very important Mishnah Berurah. All right.